If you turned on the radio in Ketchikan in the past few weeks, you probably heard something like this.
Hello, my name is Dan Ortez, and I'm running for re-election to the Alaska State House of Representatives. I believe in that founding principle spoken by Lincoln.
This is Leslie Becker, and I'm running for the Alaska House of Representatives because I'm tired of my opponent, Dan Ortez, talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Those are ads for candidates for State House District 36, independent incumbent Dan Ortez, and Republican challenger Leslie Becker. Each of their campaigns have amassed upwards of $75,000, and they're putting it to work on the airwaves, in mailboxes, newspapers, and online. Ortez's biggest contributors are labor groups, plus a range of district residents and business owners, along with some individuals outside Southern Southeast. Becker has raised about $80,000. The majority, some $50,000 of that, comes from her own pocket. Other contributors include party groups, Southeast residents, and business owners, but also some prominent Republicans, including Governor Mike Dunleavy's former chief of staff, Tuckerman Babcock, and Anchorage Republican State Senator Laddie Shaw. Becker's campaign has sent mailers painting the Ketchikan incumbent as liberal Dan Ortez, suggesting he's out of step with the Republican-leaning House district. Asked about the tone of the mailers during a forum on Wrangell's KSTK, Becker says she's had to take the initiative.
I believe that my campaign is pretty aggressive, and I'm going out after some things that I'm concerned about.
Ortez rejected the liberal characterization, calling the mailers negative and false. He claims his campaign has tried to take the high road.
You know, I've never done that. I've never used that against any of my previous candidates, and I have not used that against Leslie Becker as well. Mrs. Becker, as well. I just won't go there.
But that doesn't mean attack ads against Becker haven't aired in the district.
Becker promotes mine projects like Pebble that could hurt our fisheries, and made racist comments about our Alaska Native brothers and sisters, refusing to apologize. This November, let's vote.
That's an ad paid for by a group called Defend Alaska. It calls itself a nonpartisan group that's spent nearly $20,000 on the House District 36 race. It's bought mailers, radio, and digital ads, all criticizing Becker's policy positions, such as her avowed neutrality on the controversial Pebble Mine near Bristol Bay. Ortez claims to distance himself against the group's ads. The group says it doesn't consider its messaging to be hostile.
I don't think that we are running negative ads.
That's Emily Fitzgerald. She's a medical student in Idaho, originally from Ketchikan. She's on Defend Alaska's board.
I just see it as a comparison of facts.
The Anchorage-based group is working in elections all over the state. It's backed independents, with some Democrats and moderate Republicans receiving support as well. Defend Alaska's official purpose in its state paperwork says it supports candidates it believes serve Alaska's long-term interests and opposes those that do not.
So I think, you know, the main focus there is making sure that we have enough funding to be able to support bipartisanship and really be able to defend Alaska and the leaders that put that aside for the well-being of the state.
It's raised nearly $500,000 this campaign cycle. Of that, some $150,000 comes from the liberal-leaning Future Now Fund. Future Now's spokesperson, Simone Leto, says the DC group's interest in Alaska is keeping the bipartisan coalition in the House.
There's an opportunity to advance working, you know, across party lines to achieve the goals that are most important to working families across the state. And I think it's something that is really a beacon of example for the rest of the country.
Other top contributors for Defend Alaska include the 1630 Fund, that's a progressive DC group, as well as unions. Becker's campaign hasn't attracted as much money from outside political campaign groups. Rather, about two-thirds of the campaign is from her own pocket. But if she wins, she could still break even. Alaska's legislators earn a salary of about $50,000 a year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.